Tommy Stark, the final whistle has gone here at the two Scaillock grounds. Limerick unfortunately relegated to Division 3 after a hard-fought loss against Kildare today. It was probably too little too late. It was a breathless finish to the game. Limerick had goal chances. They definitely had Kildare by the pin of their collar, but unfortunately in the end didn't get the result.
It probably came down to a very poor first half of football for Limerick. The skill level was low. Their ability to deal with the big runners for Kildare was a huge issue in the first half, and what were Limerick down to? Was it 5 points down at half time? It could have been more because Kildare had more goal chances as well. Second half was a complete transformation for Limerick. Tackles in straight away, you knew that Limerick were up for it. Kick passing the ball way more, getting the ball into the likes of Brian Dunavant's hand more often, Huey Burke's hand more often. But yeah, they just fell short, but thoroughly entertaining second half. And Limerick's application, like I say, was so much better. We got some wonderful scores, plenty of goal-mouth action. And like I say, we were entertained right until the end. Limerick were 3 points down. They looked like they had a goal chance. Peter Nash drew in a ball on the ground. It went to the goalkeeper, straight to the goalkeeper. We could have been all square at that stage. And who's to know where it would have led to after that? It's just a pity it doesn't go down to the last day against Clare. Would have been wonderful to go to Clare with a chance of staying in Division 2. Unfortunately, not so. And look, the new management in place, like they'll see like there's an awful lot of room for improvement in that Limerick team. But they'll also see, yeah, you know, there's areas of this team that they need to look at. What kind of a formation do we need to play? Have we got the players in the right positions? They're still learning. Let's hope that learning can be quick, and that next week's game against Clare, they can learn an awful lot more, and they'll be ready for championship whenever that occurs.
Yeah, and look, I suppose coming into the season, Limerick were a team in an upward trajectory. Obviously, a couple of promotions over the last number of years, made a Munster final for the first time in a long time. Managerial change then, obviously Ray Dempsey came in. It was always going to be a tough job in Division 2, but Billy Lee had been there so long. Yeah. Do you kind of think in the back of your head what might have happened if maybe they had that consistency in the backroom team?
Yeah, I think we could make that point. And obviously the last management of Ray Dempsey didn't work out for any number of reasons, you know, but it was always going to be a tough task. Whether Billy was in command this year or not, I think Division 2 is probably just a step too far for this Limerick team at the moment. Look at how they struggled against Cork, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago, really struggling against Dublin and Derry in those matches as well. That's the kind of level you need to be at to stay in Division 2. Even the likes of Louth, who came up with them last year, like Louth have won 4 games. I think they've won 3 or 4 games already. That shows that when you make that step up, you know, it is a big step up, but if you're able for it and if you can mix it with the big lads, it just, it really increases the confidence, the motivation within the squad. I just don't think we're there yet. I think we're lacking maybe 5 or 6 more players that really push the squad on in key positions, midfield in particular. But like I say, it is a work in progress. Division 3 football next year is not the end of the world. Tailteann Cup's not the end of the world either. This is where Limerick are at the moment, in my opinion.
Just finally, before I let you go, Tommy, because obviously you played under himself and look, he was honoured here today. We're a week on now from the sad and shocking passing of Liam Kearns, someone who did so much for Limerick football and for football across the nation, really. Really tragic news, and you paid a bit of a tribute during the commentary there.
Yeah, shocking news. You never expect to get news like that, but Liam was such a larger-than-life figure. He, you know, he brought people with him wherever he went, and such a brilliant character, a great guy to talk to, you know, involved the teams. He always pushed standards of what he was all about. And, you know, when Liam was giving your motivating speech before the game, I heard it being said a few times already, and it's true, like, lads would go through the wall for him. We were always so well organised, and that was down to him and the backroom teams he had with him. He was a wonderful guy, and he's a huge loss to the sport.